seized the weapons, and in the courtyard executed the captain and the four soldiers who had killed the woman. That same night, while the sound of the firing squad could be heard, Arcadio was named civil and military leader of the town. The married rebels barely had time to take leave of their wives, whom they left to their own devices. They left at dawn, cheered by the people who had been liberated from the terror, to join the forces of the revolutionary general, Victorio Medina, who, according to the latest reports, was on his way to Manaure. Before leaving, Aureliano brought Don Apollinar Moscote out of a closet. "Rest easy, father-in-law," he told him. "The new government guarantees on its word of honor your personal safety and that of your family." Don Apollinar Moscote had trouble identifying that conspirator in high boots, and with a rifle slung over his shoulder, with the person he had played dominoes with until 9 in the evening. "This is madness, Aurelito," he exclaimed.
"Not madness," Aureliano said, "war. And don't call me Aurelito any more. Now, I'm Colonel Aureliano Buendia."
Colonel Aureliano Buendia organized 32 armed uprisings, and he lost them all. He had 17 male children by 17 different women, and they were exterminated one after the other on a single night before the oldest one had reached the age of 35. He survived 14 attempts on his life, 73 ambushes, and a firing squad. He lived through a dose of strychnine in his coffee that was enough to kill a horse. He refused the Order of Merit which the President of the Republic awarded him. He rose to be Commander-in-Chief of the Revolutionary Forces, with jurisdiction and command from one border to the other, and the man most feared by the government. But he never let himself be photographed. He declined the lifetime pension offered him after the war, and, until old age, he made his living from the little goldfishes that he manufactured in his workshop in Macondo. Although he always fought at the head of his men, the only wound that he received was the one he gave himself after signing the Treaty of Neerlandia, which put an end to almost 20 years of civil war. He shot himself in the chest with a pistol, and the bullet came out through his back without damaging any vital organ. The only thing left of all that was a street that bore his name in Macondo. And yet, as he declared a few years before he died of old age, he had not expected any of that on the dawn he left with his 21 men to join the forces of General Victorio Medina. "We leave Macondo in your care," was all that he said to Arcadio before leaving. "We leave it to you in good shape. Try to have it in better shape when we return." Arcadio gave a very personal interpretation to the instructions. He invented a uniform with the braid and epaulettes of a marshal, inspired by the prince in one of Melquiades's books, and around his waist he buckled the saber with gold tassels that had belonged to the executed captain. He set up the two artillery pieces at the entrance to town, put uniforms on his former pupils, who had been aroused by his fiery proclamations, and let them wander through the streets armed in order to give outsiders an impression of invulnerability. It was a double-edged deception, for the government did not dare attack the place for 10 months. But when it did, it unleashed such a large force against it that resistance was liquidated in a half hour. From the first day of his rule, Arcadio revealed his predilection for decrees. He would read as many as 4 a day in order to decree and institute everything that came into his head. He imposed obligatory military service for men over 18, declared to be public property any animals walking the streets after 6 in the evening, and made men who were over age wear red armbands. He sequestered Father Nicanor in the parish house under pain of execution, and prohibited him from saying Mass or ringing the bells unless it was for a liberal victory. In order that no one would doubt the severity of his aims, he ordered a firing squad organized in the square and had it shoot at a scarecrow. At first, no one took him seriously. They were, after all, school children playing at being grown-ups. But one night, when Arcadio went into Catarino's store,
The trumpeter in the group greeted him with a fanfare that made the customers laugh, and Arcadio had him shot for disrespect for the authorities. People who protested were put on bread and water with their ankles in a set of stocks that he had set up in a schoolroom.
"You murderer!"
Ursula would shout at him every time she learned of some new arbitrary act.